Mordecai Lipschitz was born in 1950 in Philadelphia. His parents were music lovers and ran a printing company that produced programs for the Philadelphia Orchestra. In a 1997 interview, Mordecai remembered his mother giving him his first little golden record when he was 4 years old.
You know, the ones that go, "I'm dressing myself. What have I here? Here is your undershirt shirt, my darling dear. Undershirt shirt. Peek-a, peek-a, peek-a-boo. That's no way to go to a party." So it was her fault. She's the one who started me.
He collected so many records that by the time he was in his teens, his mother was asking him what he was going to do with the collection.
If she had bought me, what, a tennis racket? I might be in the Tennis Hall of Fame right now.
Instead, Mordecai earned a degree in acting and took some singing lessons. Then, in a more practical move, he enrolled at the Rochester Institute of Technology to learn about the printing business. But he didn't like it, and so he asked a friend for advice.
He said to me, "If you don't love printing, don't go into it, because this is a job you have to love. You have to enjoy it so much, you just have to go and do it." And I said, "No, I don't like it like that. I don't love it. But I love music and I love radio." He said, "Then go into that, because you won't be happy." So that made up my mind.
In 1976, Mordecai got a job hosting classical music shows on Rochester's new public radio station, WXXI. He was hired by a guy named Brad Speer.
"And I took a chance and hired this inexperienced guy who knew precious little about radio, but who had a wonderful basso laugh and knew the music cold."
Over the years, Mordecai became a Rochester institution with his big voice and hearty manner, sporting a fedora at Java Joe's or shaking hands with musicians at Eastman Theater. He drove huge cars, smoked fat cigars, and talked up the finest wines. Along with his daily radio show, he hosted Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra broadcasts and a series of live performances from the Hochstein School of Music and Dance.
From Hochstein.
For a while, he produced a Sunday variety show called Toast and Jamboree, and he even inspired a radio jingle. Mordecai said that sharing his favorite music was his life's greatest joy.
"People in Rochester are very supportive, and I don't mean just with money, or at all with money. But they tell you personally, they show you often how much they appreciate what you do. They love the music, and they're glad to have in their community people who love it just as much as they do and have a way of bringing it to them."
WXXI CEO and President Norm Silverstein says people usually appreciated the radio host's dry wit and bad puns.
"But it all came down to a soothing voice accompanying them on their ride home like an old friend who knew what they wanted to listen to, because Mordecai's strength was his music selection. And no matter what people said, if they liked his jokes or they didn't like his jokes, it seemed like all of his fans loved his music."
Mordecai Lipschitz retired in March of 2008, but he continued to be active in public broadcasting and in the local arts community for the rest of his life. I'm Brenda Tremblay, WXXI News.